In the business area, I think the most creative thing he did was the Duke Power Company. This was a phenomenally creative, visionary sort of enterprise. He got into hydroelectric power when it was the frontier of, and so many people were scared of electricity. They had to sell the idea of electricity to a lot of mill owners, textile mill owners, because they were scared of it. But I think that was a tremendously creative sort of thing. Then one reason he got into hydroelectricity was because he didn't talk a lot about his motives, his reasons for doing things, and he never once used the term New South, as far as I know. I never saw it. But he was distressed about the poverty of this region after the Civil War. He grew up in it. And I think he saw textile manufacturing as the best avenue out of this poverty. And of course, he wanted to sell hydroelectricity to these textile mills. And of course, that's exactly what happened. So that the Carolina Piedmont became one of the great centers of the textile industry. Now, that day has passed, of course, but the textile industry laid a foundation for what today is one of the most prosperous, economically advanced regions in the country.